Now we're going to start learning about the integral. Of course, you've seen the integral in calculus. If you had a good calculus course, you've seen some of the ideas presented here, but now you're going to see a lot more detail and a lot more rigor. Intuitively, we think of the integral as representing area, but in fact, the integral is used in a lot of different contexts in mathematical analysis because it's a generalized summation process. So keep that in the back of your mind as we proceed here. Begin with a definition. Let AB be a closed interval in R, a finite ordered set of points, capital script P, which is x1, x2, x3, out to xk, such that A, the left endpoint, equal x0, less than or equal to x1, less than or equal to x2, less than or equal to dot, 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 less than or equal to xk, equal B, which is the right endpoint, is called a partition of AB. Refer to the figure. If P is a partition of AB, then we let ij denote the interval xj minus 1, xj. That's the ith interval counting from the left. The symbol capital delta J denotes the length of ij. The mesh of P, the partition defined by M of P, is defined to be the max of all delta j's. So it's the longest interval in the partition. The points of a partition need not be equally spaced, although sometimes for calculations we do it that way. But in general, they won't be equally spaced, and they don't even need to be distinct from each other. So example, the set P, which is 0, 1, 1, 9, 8, 2, 5, 21, 4, 23, 4, 6, is a partition of the interval 0, 6 with mesh 3, because I5 equals the closed interval 2, 5 with length 3, is the longest interval in the partition. And this is illustrated in the figure. Definition, let AB be a closed interval, let F be a function with domain AB. If capital script P, which is x0, x1, x2 through xk, is a partition of AB, and if for each j, sj is an element of ij, then the corresponding Riemann sum is defined to be capital script R, F, comma, capital script P equals summation j equals 1 to k, F of sj delta j. Again, if you had a good calculus course, you've seen this before. The integral is defined, as you'll see, the integral is defined to be the limit of the Riemann sums. Example, let f of x be x squared minus x, and AB be the closed interval 1, 4. Define the partition P as 1, 3 halves, 2, 7 thirds, 4 of this interval. Then a Riemann sum for this f is 1 squared minus 1 times 1 half. That's the point S1. F evaluated at the point S1 times the length of the first interval, plus 7/4 squared minus 7/4 times 1/2. That's F evaluated at 7/4, which lies in the second interval, times the length of that interval, which is 1/2, plus 7/3 squared minus 7/3 squared minus 7/3 times a third. That's the function evaluated at the point 7/3, which lies in the third interval, times the length of that interval, which is 1/3. Plus 3 squared minus 3 times 5/3, that's the function evaluated at 3, which lies in the fourth interval, times the length of that interval, which is 5/3. And if you add these all together, you get 10103 divided by 864. So that's the Riemann sum for that partition and that function on that interval. We have complete latitude in choosing each point Sj from the corresponding interval Ij. While at first this may be confusing, we will find this freedom to be a powerful tool in proving results about the integral. The first main step in the theory of the Riemann integral is to determine a method for calculating the limit of the Riemann sums. There are, in fact, several methods for doing so, and we've tried to choose the simplest one. Let AB be a closed interval and F a function with domain AB. We say that the Riemann sums of F tend to a limit L as the mesh of P tends to zero if for any epsilon bigger than zero, there is a delta bigger than zero, such that if P is any partition of AB with the mesh of P less than delta, then the absolute value of the Riemann sum of F with partition P minus L is less than epsilon for every choice of Sj and Ij. It will turn out to be critical for the success of this definition that we require that every partition of mesh smaller than delta satisfy the conclusion of the definition. The theory does not work effectively if for every epsilon bigger than zero, there is a delta bigger than zero and some partition P of mesh less than delta, which satisfies the conclusion of the definition. We want all partitions which are sufficiently fine to satisfy the conclusion. I'll conclude the day with a definition. A function f on a closed interval a, b is said to be Riemann integrable on a, b if the Riemann sums r of f, b tend to a finite limit l as mp tends to 0. The value l of the limit when it exists is called the Riemann integral of f over a, b, and is denoted by integral sign a to b f of x dx. Thank you for today. See you next time.